When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
He's done for 11 games, but we're not done here. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And also on your smart speaker, just say play ESPN Radio. Always join the conversation at 888-729-3776. 11-game suspension, $5 million fine. Was it severe enough? You can weigh in at 888-729-3776. Key, you've been on the whole time in terms of yesterday in NFL Live and even this morning, a one-year suspension. But now that it is 11 games and he's going to be back out there, the first game he can actually play is against the Houston Texans. We know he's going to be Deshaun Watson again. But how long is that actually going to take in your mind before we see that guy that we saw in Houston?
Look, he's only going – okay, so if he comes back against the Texans and let's assume – what is that, 6 games left?
Yes.
That let's just, for argument's sake, that – Cleveland's not really in the running, in the mix. It will be 2023 before he gets back to form. Just because they're going to be trying to do different things. Now, if the Cleveland's in the mix, where are they at? I don't think we'll see the Deshaun Watson that we last saw in Houston till next year.
Right.
But in terms of just getting used to certain things within Cleveland's situation. Remember, he has a couple weeks prior to his return. He could be back with the team practicing and doing a lot of different things. And he still has the rest of this training camp to be around the team until August 30th. So he has time to grasp the playbook, do all sorts of things. And don't think for 1 minute he won't go home with a playbook. You know, he's going to go home with a playbook. He's going to do all of those sort of things. The speed of the game he's going to have to get used to, the not preseason, but the speed of the regular season games he's going to have to get used to again. But it won't be till 23 that he returns back to Pro Bowl form.
Yeah, when you look at what Deshaun Watson was before all this madness went down, he was a guy that I thought was the top 5 quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, right? Absolutely, 100%.
When you look at him throwing the football, running the football, me exactly being on the opposite side of the sidelines and seeing it firsthand and close up and in person, the things that he was doing, Houdini-like moves, just providing the Houston Texans with an opportunity to win week in and week out. Now, in saying that, I do believe that it's going to take some time. I think it will be 2023 before we actually see that version of Deshaun Watson again, just because – and we've seen little bits and pieces of it in the preseason game of him being out more than 500 days of actually playing a game like simulated wise football.
Right.
And we've seen a few struggles in those regards. I'm not putting too much bearings on a preseason game, but in regular season, things are ramped up even that much more. And you're going to be going against one defenses, right? And you're going to be going against defensive linemen. You're going to be going against linebackers and secondaries that are way better than what you went against in a preseason game. So I think it's going to take some time. Now, granted, I think the date key is November 14th, if I can believe, is when he's able to go back to the facility and start practicing and whatnot. So he is going to have that little time. But I just don't think you can, especially being away from the game, you can mimic game-like situations. The only thing that can do that is actually being in the game and going against those defenses, being with your teammates and delivering the football, handing the football off, getting the right checks correctly and checking into a right play or just figuring it out. I think you can only do that being in a regular season game and actually playing there and being there up and personal. But I think it's going to take the 2023 before we see the Houdini like Deshaun Watson that we've seen before he's had this layoff.
His suspension starts August 30th, and he was asked the question between August 30th and November 14th, he will not be able to play football. What is Deshaun Watson going to do while serving that suspension? And he said,
I mean, it's a tough situation, but at the end of the day, I have to continue to make sure that I'm around as much as possible as I can be, and just continue to put in the work and let, you know, support the guys that's around, support this team. You know, I know these guys are going to do very, very well. We're all professionals. We all here for to do a job and to accomplish a goal, and that's win games. And I know the guys in that locker room are going to do that.
The fact that he has been out this long, by the way, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the fact that he's been out this long, did not play last year, now he has to wait another 11 games with a roster that is ready-made, Key and Harry, to be a contending team and not just in the AFC North. The way they had that offensive line, they get Amari Cooper, they got those two running backs, Kareem Hunt's playing for a new contract. That defense got a bunch of filthy McNasties on the other side led by Myles Garrett. It is ripe to have a guy to place and plug and play when it comes to Deshaun Watson. He won't be able to do it for the first 11 games. So the pressure on him to even stay ready, it to me, is going to be as immense as Jacoby Brissett making sure that this team does not have a lost season before Deshaun Watson gets back on the football field.
Yeah, see, if I was Deshaun, I know he said he needs to figure out, be around as much as possible. I wouldn't even try to be around.
Really, why?
I would take my trainer and we would travel to warm countries or whatever, and I'd get far away from the Cleveland situation and the NFL as possible, and I'd get my mind right. So when I come back, I'm ready to go. If they allow me to have my playbook, I'll do simulate my playbook out on the field. I envision what I need to be doing. But I will remove myself from the situation and just train and get my mind right to the point where when I come back, I'm ready to go because I don't need to be worrying about what's being said about me and this and that. Now, if I can watch the games based on streaming or whatever the case is, I could do a little bit of that. But I'm telling you, man, I would be in Mexico. I'd be in Hawaii. I'd be away from the environment. And then when I come back, I'm ready to go.
Which is not a bad idea when I think about it, though, Key, because then I understand it was a preseason game. But watching that first game, it did seem like the world and the weight was on Deshaun Watson's shoulders. So sometimes you might need to get away and reset from a mental aspect of things, right? So you can make sure you're in a good place when
you
do arrive.
Absolutely, you're in a good place. I don't need to be listening and hearing the homeboys and my cousin and my auntie and them talking about forget these people. And I don't need to be – I'm going to be over there by myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going – and I know. He's like, oh, he's been off a whole year. He's been on vacation. It's not vacation.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
And I've been back into football, but now I'm being removed again. So now I'm going to remove myself. So when I do come back, my mind – is where it needs to be.
Now, the only thing I would say to that is that...
because I can't be at the facility.
But he also has to go through that therapy. And where that's going to take place,
well,
or whether the NFL
I
want that to take place, that's the only thing.
I understand.
And Harry, you're right, because
but
people don't realize...
is that in person? Is that on Zoom? Is that in person? Well, what is it?
Whatever it is, he's going to have to use his time to do that because it's been mandated as part of this settlement.
Well, if he has to do it in person, then obviously it changes my plan. But, you know, in the world that we're living in, there's a lot of different ways that you can communicate with people and still get things accomplished. Let's grab some of these calls.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Was his punishment, Deshaun Watson, severe enough? Mike in the Broogie Down box, what do you have to say?
I disagree with Keyshawn. I think he's totally way off base with this one. He compared this to Ben Roethlisberger's situation, which was totally different. Roethlisberger was actually charged for rape and settled.
Well, let me slow you down. Let me stop you. Don't hang up, Mike. Let me slow you down and let me stop you really quick. First of all, I didn't compare it to Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger's situation, I've been very clear on it. It is different. Ben Roethlisberger was in a situation where he wasn't charged either. Okay? But it's an egregious situation. He was allowed to resume his career. He was allowed to help win Super Bowls in Pittsburgh and make hundreds of millions of dollars. That is what I'm comparing it to, okay? Deshaun's situation is egregious as well. Whether he did what he said, they said he did or he didn't, he's involved in it. His name is in it. He's around it. He has to deal with it on a daily basis. But go ahead, Mike.
I mean, I understand that sentiment, but what my point is that we vilifying this man for what's been proven to be false in the court of law. They refuse to indict him for anything. Like I'm just confused.
But it's not
why
Mike,
are we going so hard.
But
hold
Mike,
on, hold on. Let me get this point across. Why
that's
are we going so hard
point,
to,
though,
to put him away for a whole year?
Mike,
I mean, how is that not the point?
Because no one's talking about the court of law.
Right.
If it was the court of law, we would be having a whole nother different conversation.
Yeah.
We're talking about the NFL's, the bylaws and the rules within the National Football League.
Yeah, just because they didn't charge him with anything doesn't mean that he is totally not guilty. They decided not to bring charges against him because they didn't think it was enough of a case to do that. That doesn't mean that he's innocent.
Yes, the league can suspend you. Mm-hmm. For simply being involved in something and
right.
having your name involved in it, even though you never went to trial, even though just because of that, you could be suspended.
Absolutely.
That's the league.
Yeah. That's the conduct policy.
That's the conduct policy. Oh, y'all hung up on Mike. Oh, I would love Mike. Mike was getting ready to wake me up at 9:15. Mike, come on now, Mike. You got to listen, man. You got to listen to me.
Let's see if Troy Nashville can keep you awake. Troy Nashville, what do you got to say about the penalty when it comes to Deshaun Watson?
Hey, guys. I like the penalty that Keyshawn laid out, the year and then the 40 million plus the top five salary. Only thing I would say about that is if they try to collectively bargain that, a lot of players don't make that much money, especially the younger guys coming in. If they were to get caught up in some kind of trouble, and I think for Watson, whatever vice that he has, that he's got the wealth to be able to handle all of that in a more discreet manner. And I think, you know, for one, he probably should be punished just for the way he went about trying to accomplish whatever he was out to accomplish. A second point I want to make is that as a black man in America, I struggle with wanting accountability mm-hmm. and consistency because, you know, as a nation, I don't think we take violence against women very seriously, you know. As case in point, you know, we got a president or a former president who, you know, was trying to brag about grabbing women and you know, he won the election and almost won a second one, and now people want him back for another go-round in 24. So as a nation, that's not something that we, you know, we say we want equality for women, but I think a lot of it is lip service in a lot of different corners. And if you, you know, listen to what Jimmy Haslam had to say, you know, that's points to, you know, somebody that has that mindset of, you know, most of the country, you know, trying to put certain people in power and have them escape accountability from the things that they do.
Well, Troy, that's another reason why I said what I said earlier, is that when have we become, as a country, at what time frame did it happen to where morally, as people, we have become so rotten? And money is at the forefront of everything that everyone wants. I won't say everyone, but majority of what people want and at the forefront of at what companies want to do, to the point to where morally we don't stand up for women. Morally we don't have their backs and stop certain things from happening. But then we still praise certain people in certain spots and in their ranking when they're at the top. I don't understand it, and I never will get it, because my mom and dad raised me different from a moral standpoint, but it is the country that we're living in now.
And when it comes to that, you have an owner in Jimmy Haslam and a wife of an owner in Dee Haslam, who you would think something like this would have gotten next to them to not make apologies for it, but that was not the case. Jimmy Haslam was very transparent yesterday by saying this is why Deshaun Watson is getting another chance to play football.
Here's what I think is that I think in this country and hopefully in the world, people deserve second chances, okay? I really think that. And I struggle a little bit. Is he never supposed to play again? Is he never supposed to be part of society? Does he get no chance to rehabilitate himself? And that's what we're going to do, okay? And you can say, well, that's because he's a star quarterback. Well, of course. But if he was Joe Smith, he wouldn't be on the headlines every day. So we think people deserve a second chance. We gave Kareem Hunt a second chance, okay? And that's worked out pretty well, okay? We're hoping this will work out, and we have strong belief it will. That doesn't mean we don't have empathy for people affected, and we will continue to do so. But we strongly believe people deserve a second chance. We believe Deshaun Watson deserves a second chance.
You know, I don't have a problem with anything really that he said, except the fact that he went out there and basically gave us what we already knew, mm-hmm. which is if it wasn't Deshaun Watson, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation. He wouldn't be on my team, and I wouldn't have guaranteed $230 million. We all know that. But in terms of giving guys second chances, everybody in the world deserves a second chance for something. That's the reality of it. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles as a kid, I got a second and a third chance in life to be successful. So I understand that. I get that. There's other players that have come in sports, in the National Football League, in businessmen, in politicians, and just different people's walks of life have gotten second chances and been successful at doing it. I think the problem that people are having with both Deshaun's statements and Jimmy Haslam's statements is that he's talking about money in a second in terms of Haslam, second chance and money. And the reason is because Deshaun is a great athlete and a quarterback. And Deshaun not apologizing at the level that people think he should be apologizing at. Although he has issued apologies, not naming names and doing it the way people probably want him to do it. But he has apologized. So I don't, you know, and I struggle with trying to figure out what is it that they're looking for? Because he did, in fact, on several different occasions, say he was sorry for putting women in these positions, which to me is like, okay, he is saying that he's sorry for putting them in a position. So that means that they were in a position that they didn't want to be in to begin with. Right. So I got it. I don't understand why nobody else was getting that.
Well, I think a lot of people are having the issue with, you know, you listen to D. Haslam, you listen to Jimmy Haslam, then you listen to Deshaun Watson, and all three of those people aren't on the same page. You have Deshaun Watson continuously saying that he is proclaiming his innocence. You have D. Haslam basically saying that, you know, he's going to get better as he goes through his treatments. And then you have Jimmy Haslam saying that, you know what, he deserves a second chance, and he's a star guy, and that's why he's getting that second chance.
But
you have all these different messages being sent from three separate people.
But those three messages that's being sent from three different people, to me, they're admitting, without admitting, that there was an issue. What's the problem? If she's saying he's got to be continue to get rehabilitated and do the thing, okay, so if you need to be rehabilitated in a situation, it's because you had a situation.
Right.
I don't need to be rehabilitated in things because I ain't done nothing. You hadn't done nothing, so you don't need to be rehabilitated. Yeah. If you're being rehabilitated, it's because you have an issue, right?
Yep. Right?
And then you talk about, you say to him, I mean, he says to us, well, he's innocent.
Uh-huh.
He feels he's innocent.
Exactly.
Because he feels that he hadn't done anything wrong.
Right.
That's the way he feels.
Yep.
But that's not the way the league feels. The league feels different. That's why he has to go to treatment and do those sort of things. And then you talk about Mr. Haslam talking about the reason that Deshaun is getting a second chance is because he's a really good football player, and I gave him $230 million because I need a damn quarterback. So we already know.
Right.
They already told us what it is.
Exactly.
Did we not figure that out?
Yeah. I don't know if they meant to do it, but they told us everything.
Could we not figure that out, though?
Well, Harry, they all three told us exactly who they are.
Yeah.
By their statements. Deshaun told us exactly, I didn't do anything wrong. I just wanted to move on. Jimmy Haslam told us, I want my Cleveland Browns to win. That's why we're giving this guy a second chance. And D. Haslam said, I'm supporting my husband as owner of this team. You don't have to be a rocket science.
No.
You don't have to look at a thesaurus to understand exactly.
The proof is in the pudding. Proof is in the pudding.
All three of them told you exactly who they are in this situation and at this point because they didn't hide it. They put it out there. You can have a problem with it. As my dad told me a long time ago, it's not what they bring to the situation. It's what you bring to it. If you bring an automatic, say, he should say something differently, that's what you brought to it. Other people may feel differently. But those three, key to your point and to Harry's point, they told us exactly who they are by what they said. And what they said was, we want to move on to try to win a championship in Cleveland because this organization never won a Super Bowl, and we're desperate enough that we have sold our souls to do something like that.
Here's what I would say. If he was convicted, if he was indicted, convicted in a court of law, criminally, right?
Yeah.
And, or if it had gone to the point of silver trial and he didn't settle out,
mm-hmm.
and he came up and he said, I'm innocent of this and this, then I would have a major problem with it,
right?
With Deshaun, because you just got convicted, bruh. You ain't innocent. Then you have a problem with it. I don't know what people want him to say, because he's not going to say, I shouldn't have done those things. I shouldn't have done. He's not going to say that.
Yeah, they want him to admit his guilt.
They're not. He's not in the court of law. He's not going to do it.
I know he's not, but that's
because
what people
if you
want.
Do it in the court, if he's convicted in the court of law, and then he says, I'm innocent, he looked like a damn fool.
Right.
So if he was to say what people wanted, if he was convicted, that's a different conversation, a different story. He can't say that, because guess what? If he says that, he's going to be basically crucified. So he's going to tread lightly when they're asking him these questions. And so I know that people want him to say, I was wrong, I did this. He's not going to say it. He's just not going to say it. And I don't think anybody, for that matter, that's put in this situation that didn't get convicted in the court of law is going to admit to something.
Right. If you admit to something like that, then either
he's not, you know, yeah, he's not going to do it.
You're not going to do it. If you do something like that, then that means you are really a really dumb human being by putting that out there and having everybody throw more blowback at you. Keep hitting us up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Was the punishment for Deshaun Watson severe enough? Join the conversation here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. And Deshaun Watson's suspension impacts the landscape in AFC North in this way. I bet you never thought you have heard this about the Cincinnati Bengals when it comes to that. But first, Harry has this word from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is here for you, and they're always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, along with 24/7 support, experienced staff, and curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. And you can get free access to product specialists ready to help you track down hard-to-find items. Plus, Grainger's commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER. Click Grainger.com or just stop by.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Michael Jackson never gets old here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, just say play ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. I bet we never thought we would say these words in our lifetime, guys. Not those words, but that the Cincinnati Bengals would have the least amount of questions in a division going into a season compared to Cleveland with Deshaun Watson, Pittsburgh, who's going to start a quarterback, and the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, Keyshawn, with his situation, playing without a contract extension.
Man,
and about
not
to play
get on
the field.
Yeah,
he's going on that field. He's being there week one. He's betting on himself. That's what he's doing.
What are you betting on?
We just came into Michael Jackson, right?
Yes, we did.
So if he gets on that football field, you know what I'm going to say?
What?
Why?
Human
why
nature.
Are
well
you
done.
On that field?
Well
why?
Done.
Why?
He cannot get on the field, man.
But he is going to get on the field.
Why? Man. What are you proving?
He's Lamar Jackson, baby.
Okay, so what are you taking right now? What are you taking right now? If I offered you a deal, what do you want? What are you looking for, Freddie?
If I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm looking to be in the same weight class as Josh Allen and close to Patrick Mahomes. That's what I want.
And you don't think that the Baltimore Ravens have offered him that type of money?
We don't know.
I'm betting that they have on that.
So on
the real cash, the real cash.
So then what does he want then?
He wants Deshaun Watson or slightly above guaranteed money and structure, right? Mm-hmm. So the reason I ask that question is, let's assume they offering him 210.
Okay.
Let's just assume it's 210.
And guaranteed money.
Yeah, guaranteed money or whatever it is. You think if you play this year, you're going to get 260? If you come in the next season, off season, you think you're going to go and eclipse it to that degree? No. So I can't bet. you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
I can't take $210 million and bet to get to 260 to pick up another $50 million. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it.
He needs you in his corner to be his advisor.
That.
So Josh Allen's contract was 6 years, $258 million.
Right. How much you guaranteed?
The total guarantee was $150 million.
Okay.
So he's gotten that and then some already. That offer's on the table. They're not going – because everybody knows what that is. That offer's on the table. The Josh Allen money's on the table. The Dak Prescott money is on the table.
Okay.
He's looking at Deshaun Watson's money.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson's money is the 230. And then I'm just – I don't know this is factual. I'm just assuming, being a business person and understanding how these things go to a degree, that is probably a 200 number, right? And if it's a 210 number, whatever, you ain't going to get them to go to 260 because you played this year.
Key, I'm glad you said that because in the past I have said – and I got to correct myself. I have said to myself, you know what? If I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm not taking anything less than Deshaun Watson. But
However,
if you come to my table and tell me you're going to give me $215 million guaranteed, $230 million guaranteed, I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm not signing that contract. I have to sign that contract.
I don't know that that's what they offered him.
No, I'm just saying it. I'm just saying it hypothetically.
Yeah. But I know it ain't here's $90 million. I know that.
Yeah.
Because then I would say bet on yourself. But you can't tell me that they are not within the top quarterback range of guaranteed money.
I think you mentioned it in terms of he wants more money than Deshaun Watson. And here's why I believe he is betting on himself to do that. Because he knows this organization changed an entire offense for one guy. I'm not saying – this is just me spitballing, Key. That organization, when he was drafted, they said what he does, we need to flip this whole thing.
Yes.
And that's exactly what they did. So Lamar Jackson believes, other than John Harbaugh and other than the ownership group, that he's the boss of that team. Because they changed an entire offense for a guy.
Yeah,
So that's, to me, this is just me, from the outside looking in. That's his mindset to say, hey, they wanted Deshaun Watson because Baker Mayfield was no longer valuable to that team, and they believe he puts them over the top, despite the bags he brought to the table. I don't have any baggage. I don't have any of that. I've been a quality citizen on and off the football field, other than COVID-19 protocols with Lamar Jackson. If he can get that, and he's suspended for 11 games and paid $5 million, they flipped an entire offense for me and have not done anything, having any knucklehead accusations compared to him.
But
I can't look under your hood, Freddie.
I'm just saying I'm just spitballing for Lamar Jackson. That's one thing why he does that.
I can't
that.
Look under your hood. I can't get caught up in what Cleveland did with Deshaun. My only point is you say he's betting on himself. I'm saying they've probably offered him what the top quarterbacks and guaranteed money is. Based on Cleveland's situation and being desperate, they put a premium on getting Deshaun because Deshaun originally turned them down and went back with his representatives and said, I tell you what, if you do this, then I'll reconsider.
And
they said, we'll do that. We'll do that. Yeah, sure. We'll do that. And you can come to Cleveland and be a Cleveland Brown and we'll go through the tough things with you together. I'm saying that if I got $210 million,
I'm not passing that up. I'm sorry.
I'm not betting. I'm not betting to get an extra 50.
I get it.
Because anything could happen.
I understand that.
That's all
I get
saying.
Both of you guys make very valued and truthful points. Lamar Jackson, in my opinion, doesn't think that way.
Can I say this, Freddie? I bet you $50, though, Freddie.
What?
He get a deal done before opening day.
I'm not taking that bet. I know he'll probably get a deal.
Key and Freddie, can I say this to y'all really quick?
Absolutely.
Why? Why?
All you need is the white glove.
That's all.
And the white socks and the black shoes.
Man.
No, he'll get a deal. He's not stepping on it. I don't care what the media and he's going to do. No, he's not stepping on that field at all.
Okay, so what if there's a deal not done before week one? Does he step on that field?
No. He won't play. I'm just
He should not play. Like, we can't just sit up here and say he won't, Key. Yeah.
No, I'm saying he should not.
He should not play.
I'm saying he won't
I think he will.
I think he won't. There's enough people that are smart enough around him. I don't give a damn if his cousin's girlfriend. They're smart enough to tell him. No.
Don't get on that football field.
There's enough people around him to tell him that. And there's enough people in the league that have not gotten on the field throughout the history of the NFL without getting a deal done at the level that they needed to be done at. I would be shocked if people within the NFLPA hadn't reached out to him already and told him, don't get on that field.
Well, I don't doubt that people have not reached out to him. The question is Lamar Jackson, has he paid attention?
I don't think he's that stubborn where he wouldn't be paying attention. Don't fall for it, Freddie. I know you've been working this business
for a long
time.
I'm not falling for it.
Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Exactly. I'm not going to fall for that. But Lamar Jackson, he believes that his deal is worth of having people fall for that when it comes right down to it. If you want to be in the field, you can do that live from Williamsport. But if you don't, tune into the AL East rivalry on Sunday as the Orioles battle the Boston Red Sox, part of the MLB Little League Classic. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball from Williamsport live begins at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. This hot ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. So where or when will Tom Brady decide to, I'm done hanging out with the kids, and I need to get back to football? That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Normally, I would not blame my wife, Denise, for any kind of things that happened to me, but because of her sending me a text message, this is where we are on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio. Now, I have oily skin, guys. So when I do TV stuff, automatically I'm gonna get some shine on my head. And Harry, you don't have to worry about these things. You got a nice head of hair. You got great skin. You don't have to worry about these things. But somebody like me who has a bald head and has that kind of oily skin, my wife texted me halfway through the TV portion of the show to say, honey, you might want to wipe your forehead. You got a little shine going on. And I said, oh, boy, that's what happens, dude, when you have oily skin like I do.
Well, yeah, you got a ski ball. Ain't that what they used to call it?
Ski ball, absolutely.
A ski ball.
Ski ball. Yep, that's exactly
what
I have.
So what happens if you grow your hair?
Oh, I used to have dreadlocks.
You don't have patches?
No, I don't have a receding hairline. I had dreadlocks when I was younger.
No, but some people, you get light in certain spots.
Yeah, no, not with me.
So they wind up having to cut their hair all the way off.
No, not me. No, I just decided to do it as a lifestyle thing, but not because I was
losing
my
hair. How many times have you been slapped in your head?
not Key, since I was a kid.
Key, why are you asking a grown man why he's
Well, because when people got bald heads, you walk up.
Absolutely.
Listen,
yeah.
As a grown man, I'm not gonna. If I have a bald head as a grown man, and somebody come up to me and slap my head.
Not as
a grown man.
But just more like, hey, boy, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we really going to fight then.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. So
you better believe it.
When I had the close cropped hair when I was younger, somebody slapped me in the back of my neck, and there was a retaliation response.
Oh, yeah. It has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't allow people to do that.
That's what's wrong with y'all. I mean, y'all too.
No. You're just not going to be touching me in any way that you think you can touch me.
But you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but still.
I'm not your child.
Even the only person that's going to touch me anywhere or near my head and my face is going to be my damn wife.
But you ain't worried about your auntie coming up to you. Hey, boy, hey, come here, boy.
And I'm going to tell her, don't touch me like that, auntie.
Really?
Yeah.
Not as a grown man. As a kid, I might have let it go. As a grown man,
Them damn days over with.
You ain't going to. She 78. And she come up to you. Freddie, come on over here and let me give you some sugar.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Oh, yeah. It's not 1925. They don't do those things anymore.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Man. Come on over here. Let me learn you something.
Yeah, nah.
Come on over here. Come on over here and get Aunt Gloria Jean some sugar.
You know Richard, go rinse it off. Rinse around here.
You know what you sound like right now, both of you guys? Well, don't you look nice today, Kizzy? Must be working in a big house now. That's what you two sound like.
Rich around here.
No, all I'm saying, though, because y'all got offended when I said, come, because aunties and stuff like that, they do that.
Yeah.
See, I'm the Root family member. I'm gonna jerk my head back. Don't touch me like that.
What Harry
Come
said
on over
to the 25th
here, give
power.
Me some sugar, baby.
And both of those things can be true. You can be funny and true at the same time with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speaker by, say, just play ESPN Radio. Now, you know how media people can be.
Uh-oh.
I worked in this business for more than a minute. Key, you understand it. Harry, you continue to learn about it, and you're starting to understand it. The minute that Tom Brady decided to take a leave of absence and he decided that he needed to take time for personal things, the first words out of my mouth were, uh-oh, oh boy, because I knew how people were going to take that regarding Tom Brady's absence being away from the team since August 11th.
Yeah, I think he's coming back. I don't think he's, like, going to retire and not play or nothing like that. I don't know what he's taking time away for, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just strange. It's the funniest thing in the world. I hope it's nothing serious, and I'm going to assume it's nothing serious because this was something that was pre-planned prior to training camp. But damn, man. And they try to tell me that quarterbacks aren't divas, it's the receivers.
Who says that?
they've been screaming out at me for years.
Yeah, well, that
especially here at ESPN.
That has not been the case the last 10 years in the NFL.
That's what I say. I'm like, man, y'all, these quarterbacks are something special. You go to your team and your coach, hey, man, I'm going to come to training camp for the first week and a half, but then I'm going to need 2 weeks. Okay, sure, we'll see you when you come back. Imagine if a receiver did that.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Tony Gonzalez, but he had every right to. Tony Gonzalez played his ass off throughout his career. He didn't do training camp with us his last year.
That's different, though.
No, I'm saying, but we had no issue with that.
No, because and the Bucks don't have no issues.
Tony put the work in and he earned that to be able to do that. He wanted to spend extra time with his family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what Tom Brady's probably doing.
You knew he was coming in shape and you knew all those sort of things. My whole point,
plus he was a playmaker.
Come on, though. Seriously. Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He can have and do what he wants to do because he's earned the right to do it. I'm just saying. If a receiver was to say, if OBJ would say, I'm just going to
go.
You already know.
Goodness.
You already know what we're going to do in the media.
Oh.
You already know what other coaches may think.
Mm-hmm.
He's so amazing.
He's a cancer. He's a bad guy. See, we once thought it was Odell's issue in Cleveland.
But unbelievable.
It came out to be it was a bigger Mayfield issue.
And Tom Brady deserves it, and I'm not concerned that he's missing, that he won't come back and hitting on all cylinders when he comes back and won't miss a beat. He'll be fine. It's just funny, the optics of everything and how people shape the narrative, much like you entered into this segment saying, you know, people in the media take it and run with it to try to figure out what's going on with Tom Brady.
Yeah, Based on who you are.
I do hope it's not serious, though. I hope it's not anything to that level.
Well, I would think because Harry, he requested this before they went to training camp.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know what it would be. If it's something that I'll abruptly, oh, my God, Tom Brady's gone, then you would probably be a little more concerned.
Yeah.
Don't forget to download the ESPN Fantasy app, the most popular fantasy sports app. It makes playing ESPN Fantasy football easy, fun, and fast. Updates to gameplay in the ESPN Fantasy app include new scoring and league management tools with more new features and updates on the way throughout the season. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy app. Check out what RG3, Robert Griffin III, ESPN NFL analyst, when he's on SVP on SportsCenter, about the concerns the Bucs maybe should have with Tom Brady taking a sabbatical.
For Tom Brady not to be there, he's the only guy that can do this in the middle of training camp and just disappear, and the head coach have to come out and say, I don't really know when he's coming back. Right? So, but the thing in the locker room is the guys that are fighting to make the roster, they don't care. They're still fighting to make the roster. It's the guys who came back and, like, you know, I want to run and chase a championship with Tom Brady, have an opportunity to hoist a Lombardi. Those are the guys that are probably like, where is he at? Those are the cornerstones of your franchise. And it is weird for your leader, the guy that sets the tone for your team, to not be there. But the problem is we don't know exactly what's going on with Tom Brady. Right. But I do know this. You can't be the Brady Bunch if you don't have Tom Brady.
By the way, and Tom Brady will never, ever let it be known why he took off for personal things. He is the only way you're going to get that information.
And he shouldn't, though.
And he shouldn't, right, because yeah. it's his deal.
Exactly.
Like Key said, he has earned the right that, hey, I need time off from camp. I'm not going to forget how to play football within a two and a half week, whatever the sabbatical is going to be. So a lot of people want to make this a concern. Todd Bowles has to answer these questions, but he already knew this was built in. When Tom Brady gets back, Tom Brady said, I took time for personal things. Let's go out and play football and move on from that. We're never going to know why. And to your point, Harry, we should know why because it's none of our damn business.
Yeah, I don't – he's fine. I don't worry about it. Like, again, had he taken off in the middle of training camp and was like, oh, abruptly, I got to get out of here.
Right.
Then I would be like, oh, man, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen. So I'm like, he did it early enough, gave him early enough indication that he would need a break. So I'm okay with that.
So is Todd Bowles, and that's all that matters about it. Yeah,
yeah.
He's gonna be, by the way.
But that's it's just funny, though.
And so is everyone in that organization because he is Tom damn Brady.
Right.
Let's not forget that
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
he's the reason why you have a Super Bowl that you just had within the last 2 years.
Yeah, Tampa Bay has never mattered this much over a 3-year period in the history of that organization.
Hey, what do you mean?
I couldn't resist.
Come on now.
I couldn't
resist. What are you
resist.
Talking about? We won the first Super Bowl in Tampa.
I could not
resist.
What's
wrong with you, Freddie?
I knew the minute I said that, I'm going to get him. He's going to be like, hey, wait a minute now. I'm talking about not just for 1 year. Like you guys were able to do. Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay, all of a sudden that attention focused on them even without winning a championship.
We was hot for about 6 straight years in Tampa. Man, what the hell wrong with this dude?
All I know is Tom got the ball to the receivers better than Key quarterback did.
No, we was cool.
Wait a minute. Brad Johnson wasn't bad. I mean,
we was good.
What I just said was false.
We went to Pro Bowls.
What I just said was false.
All
I said is that Tom Brady got the ball to his receivers better than Key's quarterback.
No, we good. We was good.
Key take it how he wanted to take it.
We was good. We was good. We was built on defense to stop everything. We needed to punch it in on O. We punched it on O. Every year for four straight years that I was in Tampa.
Yeah.
We was always in the top three going into the season to win the Super Bowl.
But what if you would have had Tom Brady, though, man?
Yeah, Key. But what if I would have had...
I know, Key. I want you to take the bait.
So he's not doing that.
I was supposed to go to Green Bay.
Oh, really?
To play with Favre, but I nixed that.
Why?
I wasn't going to no damn Green Bay.
Well,
man, I'm from the city, dog. I'm not messing around no Green Bay.
See, and sometimes you got to sacrifice, Key.
No, I wasn't sacrificing
he
that.
Not
had a Super Bowl.
I got one anyway.
Okay, you're right.
You're right. They threatened to trade me to Green Bay. Bill was like, oh, Green Bay. I said, man, I'm not going to Green Bay. I'll sit at home, eat fried chicken, get 300 pounds, come in, get my 6 accredited games, and then we can go from there.
I would have loved to see you try to play wide receiver full of Popeyes at 300 pounds.
No, but they originally was talking Green Bay. I was like, no,
I'm good. We love that Popeyes in
the
National Football League.
Then they was talking Baltimore for the 4th pick.
Okay.
I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't want to play for either one of those teams. I'm good. And then Tampa came with the 2-1s, and I was like, yeah, Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I called my homeboy. I was like, how's it down there? You know, because I've never been to Tampa.
I'm
like,
right. State tax.
I was like, BK, how is it? He was like, why you ask? I said, man, I'm they get ready to trade me.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing to nobody. He was like, you lying. He said, no. And then we hooked it up. Bam, I was gone.
And he was
see
gone.
See you, deuces.
Got my check and I was gone.
Exactly. Have a good weekend, guys.
See you later,
Mike
baby.
Greenberg comes your way next. This is Key, Jay, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.